Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, October 6th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Charbonne Hydrogen announces closing of a second and final tranche, oversubscribing its $1 million non-brokered private placement. Charbonne Hydrogen Corporation has announced the closing of a second and final tranche of its $1 million non-brokered private placement. The company oversubscribed, securing an additional $0.551 million for a total of $1.13 million. CEO Dave B. Gagnon expressed satisfaction with the investor interest, exceeding their target. The funds will support reinstalling hydrogen equipment at the Sorel Tracy site and building infrastructure for long-term growth. The private placement involved issuing 9,083,334 units at its 6.6 each, consisting of one common share and one common share purchase warrant. The proceeds will primarily go towards equipment purchase, site reinstallation, infrastructure development, and working capital. The closing is subject to TSX Venture Exchange approval and other customary conditions, with securities under a four-month hold period in Canada.
State roundup: Speaker Jones pushes for MD redistricting. Immigration judge denies Garcia asylum. $8 billion cut in clean energy projects. Maryland House Speaker is urging colleagues to consider redistricting to match changes in GOP-controlled states. Immigration judge denies asylum bid for Kilmar Abrego Garcia, sparking partisan debate. Shutdown could disrupt SNAP benefits for 700,000 Marylanders. Federal judge rules energy debt, illegally capped sustainable energy funding in MD and 19 other states. Baltimore residents push back against landfill's request to increase runoff into rivers. Trump administration cancels $7.6 billion in clean energy project grants in 16 states, including Maryland. Inner Harbor's pistachio tide raises water quality concerns. Former Baltimore principal detained by ICE may face legal action from PA school district. Maryland lawmakers question why arrested Iowa superintendent is still listed as an active voter. Baltimore City councilman files to run against U.S. Rep. Kwesi Mfumi in Democratic primary. Baltimore taxpayers foot $163 bill for mayor's new SUV. Gubernatorial candidate questions key bridge reconstruction progress. Harford nonprofit accused of spending county funds on unjust expenses. Public invited to comment on proposed Woodsboro solar facility at upcoming hearing.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.